Let's talk about production and paying quantities after Lattice. I'm going to begin by saying, first, it's going to be a real challenge for me to talk and punch a button at the same time, so you may have to wave at me. Legal fictions are nice things until they obtain a life of their own. And when I hit the production of paying quantities doctrine, beginning with being brought in to preserve the charge objections, I realized that as I went back and read the case law to prepare, the Court of Appeals case law for the last 20 or 30 years bore only the most passing, vague resemblance to the original doctrine announced by the Texas Supreme Court. And it is that change in the doctrine that got my attention, and I was immediately thinking, the court has waited decades too long to go back and revisit this doctrine, and the fact that they have taken so long is really causing some problem in the field. That is, by the field, I mean our field, the courtroom, where these cases are decided and literally title is decided. No time is that more important than after a period of 2 or 3 years of down prices. I knew that I had a situation in which the roughly 9 to 10 to sometimes 11 to 13% odds of success in the Supreme Court had to be geared up from the get-go in the trial of this case to get this up, or we're going to have a fruit basket turnover in title once prices do come back to the point people can afford to hire lawyers to fight over title.